I'm Sylvie Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work, the metaphysical and spiritual show designed to open your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. And thanks for joining us. On this show, we bring you clear, concise communication from the spirit world, from those who continue to walk with us and who try to look after us. As mediums, we are able to bring you the benefit of their wisdom, and as a result, we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we never realized were available to us.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery. Every week, I deep trance channel live on air. I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for a group of highly knowledgeable spirits called the White Cloud Group. They are an educational group, and they are here to give us knowledge and information we'd never have access to in any other way. As well as our Spirits Work show on BBS Radio on Mondays at 9 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST, we also have another show, and that's called Spirit Teaching on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. PST on artistfirst.com. But starting from the 22nd of August, we'll have a new time at 7 p.m. And if you would like to know more about us, our books and our work, we suggest you go to our website, which is at www.spirit-teaching.com. Well, of course, we've really been looking forward to tonight's show because we are honored to have our dear friend Don Newsom back with us. And unfortunately, his brother was due to come as well, but he can't be with us. So never mind, he can join us another day. Anyway, Don, is one of the wonderful founders the wonderful BBS Radio. And we say hello and welcome, Don.
Well, hello, thank you. And I apologize, sometimes when I switch the system so I can get in, I'll be talking, but I need to switch a few more buttons, but I got her.
You got there. You're not very loud, actually, Don.
Not loud enough? How's
no.
Okay, how's this?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
That's better.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, it's bye from me then.
Yes.
Hello and goodbye. And
thank you.
For tonight, anyway.
Yeah, that's great. Nice to have you back, Don.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. It really, truly is.
Good. So, tonight will be a bit different because we have a guest. So the phone lines won't be open tonight, but we'll be back to normal next week.
Correct.
I'd just like to tell the listeners a little bit about Gregory Hay, who you're about to listen to tonight. He's a spirit guide who walked the earth 300 years ago, and after his passing, he was asked if he were trained to be representative for this educational group, the White Cloud Group. They were going to be helping the people of the earth discover a more harmonious way of life, to understand the implications of what we are doing to our planet, and hopefully guide us towards stability. The White Cloud Group consists of eminent scientists, physicists and scholars, as well as ordinary people, and he is the spokesperson for them. And between them, they have vast knowledge and insight. They try to help us to look at the bigger picture of life, to think outside of the box and explain situations that affect us and our future, and of course, those who wish to come after us who haven't had a physical life yet. And I do believe Gregory is with us.
Hello, friends.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello, dear friends. Hello. Once again, of course, it is with the utmost love that we are here, and I am so pleasured and honored once again to be able to speak to you, little bird, and our dear friend, Don, at the other end. Hello, friend.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
I am beautiful, thank you. Never better.
Wonderful. You know, somehow I thought you'd say something like that. I mean, what interesting to even ask a spirit, how are you doing, I think.
Yes, well, quite. Of course, you must understand that for some people in the spirit world, they are not that pleasant. They are perhaps not that beautified, perhaps, by what they are doing, how they are finding themselves even in the spirit world. Because some people cannot actually correlate with where they are or why they are even there.
Right. No, I completely understand. You know, I sincerely appreciate you giving me another opportunity to ask some more questions. It's just, again, it's always a pleasure to speak with someone from the other side that can give us some information and hopefully bring to us some awareness that will change the direction that we're moving in.
Yes, quite so. After all, information is part of the education that we all share with one another. Even in your mundane situations in your world, and I'm not saying this to be belittling in any way, but I'm just saying that even in the most smallest of details of your life, there are situations which arise which really may almost make your heart stop. They are so beautiful. Even those small little things that perhaps the children do, or the small things that a pet will do, or the beautifying world in which you live in. Just a beautiful day can have such a great different feeling for you as a physical being and also as a spiritual being.
You know, that's I love the way you put that, because I feel that a lot, too, and I think it's important. You know, in the moment, to look at everything, I think. And I don't have a lot of moments like that of deep beauty, but there have been some, and they've been remarkable.
Yes, and it is because of the fact that they are even small moments in this, like little islands in a sea of...
Yes.
I don't know, I cannot be... use some derogatory word, but you understand, in this sea of morass,
right,
if you like. And you have this beautiful little island with this one perfect flowering moment within it that is scented and brings out everything that you would wish to be in every moment of your life, except that you just have this one little moment to enjoy it.
Yes.
And it is as though that then becomes a reflection of that moment for you to carry on the joy, for you to continue the momentum of beauty that released within you. It is actually all to do with sensing the situation as it fires up different pheromonic activity and different relationships to the images and things, the other senses that it brings on board. So it may not just be the look of the flower. After all, you may be blind. It may be the scent of the flower. It may be the rustling of the leaves, or something to do with the air as it passes, brushes your face at the same time that you sense the flower. Even that can be just a distilling moment in time.
You know, it would be beautiful to be able to live most of our moments like that. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
You know, there's a few questions that I have that, you know, these might be fairly general. Some of them are not, but some of them, you know, I have questions, and other people, I think, have this, some of the similar ones. I believe they would. So,
yes.
One of those would be communicating.
Yes.
And you would be, the big reason for the question for you is because you and Mick and Sylvia have become quite experts at this. So this is a good question for you, and that is, let's say that I am meditating.
Yes.
And I'm in a different energy, and I feel the energy, and, you know, my body is light, and I'm starting in, and the energies change, and there's more and more light, and all of a sudden communication begins. How do you know that it's... See, the difficult part for me is, how do you know it's real? Really a certain separate entity from yourself. Instead of your higher self, because a lot of times I'll wonder, is this someone out there, or is this a soul member, or is this my higher self, or is, I mean, who's really communicating with me? And And then if I don't know who it is, then I have to sometimes wonder, is it anybody at all?
But if it was your higher self to begin with, it would really be you, but which you would recognize that aspect of you. It isn't that your higher self has a completely different character, my friend. Your self at this present time is what you are. Yes, I understand that. But it also means that the way in which you continue to grow is that you grow spiritually toward your higher self. In that event, what you understand in the communication with your higher self is really understanding yourself. Therefore, it is something which is greatly familiar.
Right.
Now, if it is someone to do with an outside force, an external force, how do you know then whether this external force is perhaps, for example, if they have begun actually communicating in a way of words to your mind or something like that, how do you know those words are of the person they say they are, the identity that they say they are?
Right.
They may be just spoofing you, I believe is the word that you use.
Correct.
That it may be someone who is actually saying that they are an enlightened being, when in actual fact, by their very words and intonation that they are saying it, means that they are not.
Right. Right.
So this is a great difficulty that people have. I feel myself that this is a part of the communication process which needs contemplation, careful contemplation, because what you have on the surface may be that you want to grasp it and embrace it fully within your consciousness. You want to accept it. You crave to accept it, in fact, because nothing can be more beautiful than to have the communication from a loved one who is of, shall we say, a superior intelligence, or that is deemed to be.
Yes.
However, how can you really tell that person is of that intelligence, is of that nature? How do you know they do not have another ulterior motive toward actually bringing that infringement upon you? I know that you have begun your session with spirit as an invocation or something like that. But perhaps the test should be, really, is that when you sit in meditation, the best scenario that you can bring about for yourself is actually to state in the invocation why it is that you want to sit. Say that I
right.
want to sit for my own meditation, for my own understanding and my own gradual knowledge, and that I do not perhaps wish to receive communication from the outside world, from external forces. And then you would maybe perhaps understand and determine whether that force is still going to try to interrupt you and even come close, even maybe make themselves aware. If that is the case, then they are ignoring your invocation.
Understood.
Yes?
Yes.
And it isn't that you are trying to catch them out, but it is your life.
Right.
And it is your choice. You make that choice at the beginning of your meditation process. So you state clearly, I wish to do this today. This is, perhaps it is, then, shall we say, that you want to interact not with a specific being by name, because, after all, they may not be available. You may be, by asking for them by name, by stating them by name, say, for example, people who wish to call up Angel Michael or whatever, that is perhaps who says that they are Angel Michael, but they aren't, just because it is someone that they have brought up,
right,
has asked for, and therefore anyone who feels that they, oh, well, I'll be Angel Michael for today.
Does that really occur?
Why not? Well, of course,
I
yes.
love it. I love it.
And how can you possibly tell, being a physical being, that that person, in all of your understanding and wisdom, that that person is Angel Michael?
But for all intents and purposes, I guess what you're saying is, in that case, it would be well enough that that person can do what my Archangel Michael does, and therefore he's willing to take on the task?
Well, yes, quite, but I'm saying that it doesn't mean to say that it is.
Right, no. I think giving, in fact, I was taught that early on, and I've ignored it, I think, unfortunately, to my chagrin, because really, I think names are kind of unimportant. I don't know why I believe that, but it just seems to fit.
The point is, my friend, is that names tend to then be an affliction of human intent.
Right.
That people want to gravitate toward a specific name because it conjures up or brings a certain ideal, a certain idealistic about that name and the powers that that name is supposed to hold.
Right.
And so that you actually take that as read, take it as a fact, when it isn't.
Yes.
You don't really know who it is that you are communicating with the best will in the world. Even people who have been doing it for 20 or 30 years may not actually be communicating with who they think they are.
Right.
It isn't to do with how a person thinks or feels within themselves toward this art of communication, but it is actually to do with the mind process. And what you are talking about here is that you are trying to evaluate and test mind, your mind.
Correct. See, a lot... Yes, exactly. And what? But I do find that, you know, some of the material out there is well, garbage. And a lot of people tend to...
Fresh garbage, Finn.
Yes, and I noticed that some of the material out there is people that actually truly, and you know this, I think, they truly believe they're communicating with something.
But, and they are.
And they may be, but could it also be an overactive imagination?
Well, yes, that too. That is all part of the developmental process, which is what I am saying, is that it is why when you sit for meditation, you need to be very specific
about
what the energy is that you are trying to elevate yourself to reaching, and is it, in fact, that you have to elevate yourself to reach it? Or is it really that you really just need to be?
Wow. You know, see, that's the thing. When I get communications, often enough, the meditation changes and changes and changes until I feel a very strong energy, and it's usually in a very clear, much more clear, a lot of whiteness, a lot of, and it just feels like a more loving or intensity to it when I'm, and I can't get that by just sitting and meditating. A lot of And a lot of people, I guess, maybe some people say they can, but I just, and it's confusing. It confuses others. And so thank you. I love the way you answer my questions. Thank you.
Very welcome.
There was another question that kind of comes in on this is, where is I had it here? When we ask, there's guides around us, and some people say there's one guide. Each of us comes here with one soul caretaker.
And, the doorkeeper, yes.
Right, and I was wondering, does that soul keeper, when you communicate, does he like, or she, or
it.
Other... If you were to tell them, ask them, let's say I wanted to send a message to Gregory Hay.
Yes.
And I said to my, because I don't know their name, and I don't know if I'll ever know their name, but...
Yes, I've heard, does it really matter?
Does it really matter?
That is the point.
Yes.
So many people on your side of life put great connotation on
what the names of their guides are, or whoever, and some will even change someone else's guide for them. And say, oh, no, you can't have that person. That will never do. You must have this person.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. It is, we laugh. We really do. We have such fun watching all of these antics of people who are trying to bring up their spirituality through goodness knows what kind of empathy that they are trying to achieve. You see?
Yes. Well, maybe
it's
that's
wonderful.
It is, you know, it's funny because I keep it all, that lesson keeps hammering back to me, and I forget the names, but if let's say I asked him to send a message to somebody, does this entity do what you request every time?
Well, the point is, my friend, it isn't for him to do or her to do anything.
But
the,
if you ask
your
them,
doorkeeper is there purely to look after and to observe and witness your life.
That's it.
Well, apart from, of course, your doorkeeper will try to protect you. However, unfortunately, many people on your side of life tend to allow the doorkeeper much more free rein than they actually have, and much further powers than they actually attain themselves. Purely because a lot of the aspects of your own responsibility and your own personality is to do with you, not to do with them.
Yes.
It isn't to do with them to hold evil powers at bay. It is for you to behave yourself.
Yeah. Well, so many things make sense. And that's...
And, yes. Well, now the point is, then, is that if you then wish to send a thought out to my good self, Gregory Hay, well, then... you just think it.
Got it.
And if you wish to send a thought out to anyone else, a loved one, perhaps someone you've never even met, but would like to intone a message of some description, perhaps it is that you need help through some aspect of healing or some other situation, please do not try to use physical material possessions or the need of them in order to bring people from the spirit world. It'll only lower the vibration.
Thank you. Does that include crystals? Because that was my next question.
Does what include crystals, friend?
Well, like if you were to bring... do those enhance communications, crystals and things?
Yes. Well,
oh, they
much
do.
Of it is subjective and to do with the mind.
Gotcha.
It is to say, now, that some crystals... You would perhaps hold a crystal and say, well, it has these properties. Well, it may have certain properties. I'm not denying that fact, as it is a fact.
Right.
Some will have specific properties because of the properties inherent within it.
Right.
The metabolic properties that have been within it which caused them to be in the first place. They are obviously a part of the earth. Therefore, they are part of the earth dynamic as that spirit.
Right.
Now, what you are looking at is, for example, if then you have a piece of jade or you have a piece of, I don't know, something else, it is going to have certain specific properties. Is it actually going to do something for you if you wear it about your neck? Well, it may. It may have a very gentle healing sense. Will it actually call in the divine? No, you will.
Right.
It won't, because it is an inanimate object.
Right.
Although it does hold certain energies, and it can bring and focus certain energies for you if you use it in the right way.
Right.
And by quantifying this, I mean that you would have to say a programming envelope for it. You would have to bring a certain, not a command, but a certain phrase in which you would want certain energies controlled within it to be able to be utilized to help you in a certain aspect of work. Now, to clarify that, I am saying that, for example, you may wish to use a crystal or something as a communication tool. If you were going to do this, then you would actually perhaps have an invocation for that crystal before each time that you use it as a communication tool, to actually state the regards of what you want it for, why you want to bring this divination to the aspect of physical state, and exactly why it is that it is necessary for your life or for this individual's life you are trying to communicate with in the spirit world. After all, it may be that you are not actually using it for someone in the spirit world, but you are actually using it for a divination of, shall we say, a mineral.
Right.
Or water. Or something like that. You are really invocating to that crystal what it is that you seek. So is it then that it is the crystal itself which is doing the to-ing and fro-ing, backwards and forwards, side to side, round and round, whatever it is? No, it isn't. It is spirit. Now,
right.
If it is to do with the divination of water or minerals, it is your spirit, not anyone else.
Right.
It is actually to do with your auric field detecting sensations under your feet. And it is being passed to the crystal or to the divination rods, if that is what you happen to be using. I understand some people use something called coat hangers for this, even.
Right.
So it doesn't actually have to be something as wonderful as a crystal.
Right. Got it.
Now, if it is, of course, so that is at one end of it. I am saying then that you are actually doing something, perhaps you are using a crystal to divine healing properties, that you would wish to bring healing to someone. So you have this person lying out on a table or something like that in front of you, and you are passing the crystal over them. Or divination rods again, that
right.
You are using those. And what you have is the force field that you enter is, again, it is a part of your own spirit. All you are doing is you are passing this form, this centering of energy above the person that you are trying to find out their what they need for their healing properties. And you are actually using and testing reflexive action of the energy coming from them.
Interesting.
And that is actually what is happening. You are, if you were the being who was lying on the table having this done to them, you would feel certain things, certain very odd energies. Because what happens is your physical body actually responds to the crystal, to the divination that is happening to you, because your spirit is in very close proximity to that person. They are yielding to your spirit, communicating with your spirit through the crystal.
Got it. So it does, it helps as a focusing tool.
Yes, it helps as a focusing tool. I do not take anything away from anything.
Right. Well, there was a...
I hope that helps.
Oh, believe me. Well, what you told me today makes perfect sense. It's how I normally think, to be honest. And that's how I thought about that situation as well. Thank you. I believe in aids, but aids are necessary, I guess, if you need them. If you think you need them, you need them, and they can help focus.
Yes.
Or so I've, you know.
Yes.
Now, a question, this is a question about soul families and spirit. And you, there was a book put out by you, I think, on soul groups, imagery, magic and imagery. And soul groups, this question's a little off that. All of us, I guess, belong to soul families. And the soul families, of course, or soul groups, can be extensive.
Yes.
Now, when you... Let's say you speak to somebody, being Gregory Hay, you're speaking through Mick and you're speaking to me. Would you, when you, or if you came up to any entity or any spirit, do you know immediately, do you have that instant information at your disposal on who this person is and who this soul group is, or is it a limited understanding?
Well, I would not say that I know of all of that information, because that is a part of what makes each person's vibration slightly different. So, yes, I may come across someone whose vibration I recognize, not that I recognize them, but I recognize their vibration as being of a specific soul group.
Got it.
And so, therefore, that is a recognition. It is just the same as you certainly have recognized in your life certain people who you connect with who are on a parity of an emotional and a spiritual sense with which you have difficulty in defining words which relate to it, and yet it is as though you have always known them through, not just through your life in physical state, but that you have always known them.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, there's so much there. I gotta, because soul family is like, so in other words, if you're traveling or you're going to another world or you meet an entity or you're talking to them, you may recognize their soul group, you may not. That's, and so it's really almost like me meeting somebody.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not like you have vast information. Like when you're speaking to me, you wouldn't have vast information about me, who I am, who my soul group is, where I come from.
Well, I may do. I'm not saying that I don't. But what I'm saying is that it is possible that I would not. Because after all, the human family is one of many billions.
Right.
And it is, in fact, that there are many billions more of it. Just the same as wildebeest have trillions in their family.
Right.
And yet, they have not really succeeded in identifying the whole of what any one of them is.
Right.
Purely because they don't have an interest in doing it. You see, some beings don't. Some beings are quite content to be, and that is it.
Right.
Other beings want to decipher more about what to be is.
Right.
Yes. And because of this inquisitive nature, it makes you even more want to be something that you aren't already.
Right.
Because you are an explorer. And that is a part of, really, what identifies you specifically, my dear friend. You are an explorer. You have only begun to find that. You perhaps had taken it upon yourself to try to be one of those of the tribe, one of those of all of those identifying people who are like everybody else, but you have suddenly realized that it isn't actually you.
Yes.
And that actually what you are seeing now is the true curious you, the I want to question why, which is a very plausible thing. And it is actually because of, and I know that many people have this same thing. Well, then does that mean that you are all from the same soul group? No, of course not. But it does mean that you have this same curiosity view, whereas other people are quite happy to just sit and watch the world go by.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm glad you answered that, because I guess in some ways I'm still learning too, like so many people are, on how it works on the other side. Because over here, of course, I don't remember very much at all, and what comes to me is images of this, that, and the other, and sometimes they'll tune to me and sometimes they won't, and I just want clarity. You know, I just want to know, you know, I want to know whether I have an overactive imagination. I want to know whether I'm spinning webs to myself and causing myself and maybe anybody else grief that I talk to, because who knows where you, or, you know, there's, it's really a, determining, like self-determination and really bearing down on it and trying to have fun with it at the same time.
Yes, absolutely. But the determination is really to seek clarity, is it not?
It is my determination. That's why I get so few communications, I think, because I just,
yes.
I just want clarity. I'd like to, if someone's going to communicate with me, I'd like to know who they, you know, who they are, whose energy they are. And
yes.
And
where did they live when they were physical?
Well,
what did they live when they were physical?
Oh, well, what they're about.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And as is your right.
Well, it's not that I want to know their history. It's that I want to know, are we talking lower forms that are negative? Are we talking higher forms that are negative? Are we talking, are we talking that some entity from some planet here or over there, or just thoughts in my head or thoughts that I'm grabbing from the cosmos? Or clarity in making a determination of exactly what information is.
And that, my friend, is why I'm saying to you that if when you go into meditation or communication, whatever the process is that you wish to begin,
yes,
that you actually state what it is you want to do. Yeah. And I would suggest to you that you do not have a statement of it being too wide a variant.
Right.
That you actually enclose it, focus it a little more, so that you do not have interaction with various flotsam.
If flotsam.
That is what you want to cut out, see.
Right.
And so that perhaps if it is that you wish to communicate for a very specific form of clarity, perhaps, shall we say, to do with interdimensional beings or something like that. And many people who have had a physical life are interdimensional beings. Let's make no mistake,
yes,
about this, that many who have had a physical life, and a very good one, have actually understood their way that they have succeeded to in physical life and continue that way in the spirit world.
Yes. Well, now, some people say these communications with, because there are people out there that promote this Galactic Federation. And I like it because it rings with me for some reason. And they talk about various players in the Galactic Federation. Well, my question is, are some of these entities, or let's call them extraterrestrials, or the space family, or some people call them aliens, are those some of us in the future?
An interesting point, I have to say. And they could be. But the problem is that, and if I know that if I say that that is the case, then the people will perhaps either not believe me, or that they will then immediately jump upon the fact that they are one of them.
Right.
Such is the fecal state of human mind, I think.
Right, right.
So let us just say that it is possible for the state of oneness that you may find now will help you in the future, which of course it will.
Right.
Because what you attain now is going to be the extent to which your soul allows you to move in the ether world and to have access to certain places, which is why we are always trying to get people to meditate and to try to raise their vibration, raise their game, if you like,
right,
raise their countenance so that they can actually begin to understand more about themselves and the world in which they live.
Yes. Yes.
So if you are able to do this, then you will have the keys to more gates. You will be able to open more windows. More opportunities can come to you because you have, not because you have greater knowledge, you don't have to be a brain box in order to be able to ascend into not another dimension, I hate that word, but to being able to gravitate to greater understanding.
Right. It really is. I mean, is this an accurate portrayal? Is it just a refinement on the vibration? Really, that
all of it is a refinement upon the vibration. unfortunately, many will cite certain names in ancient human history as to be triggers to, or having been at the figurehead of this or that place.
Right.
I would be very careful.
Gotcha.
Because people will use names and bandy them about like so much wax.
They're doing it already, yes.
And that they will do this in order to re-evaluate their own impression of what they want to make. Such is the fickle state of human identity, I'm afraid.
Right.
And that that is a matter for them. I'm just saying that one thing is real and other things are not real. Just because it comes from the spirit world, don't take it all for granted that it is real.
Right.
That there are many people who will want to try to do their best to gain your attention in whatever way they can in order to try to prove themselves something that they couldn't in physical life. Now, it may be that those people did not have the chance to progress. And I'm not saying that progression is not open. I'm saying it is open.
Yes.
To every being. Once you have done with physical life, even if you were as thick as I was, when I moved to the spirit world, I knew nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Right.
I was denser than a piece of wood. And yet, what I know now is because I went to the halls of learning.
Right.
And I used books which were animated in front of me.
You know, that
books
must
are quite
be
different,
wonderful.
You see, to physical books you have on your side of life. You have to read all these words and understand complex languages and that kind of thing. Books in the spirit world, you open one and there it is.
Yes.
Playing in front of you, just like your Akashic record.
Yes. You know, I'm opening up a coffee shop on the other side. I don't know whether you knew this, but I'm looking forward to having a coffee with you.
Yes, wonderful. I can't wait.
You know, you know, it may be a standard.
I like ale, actually, friend.
Ale?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Well, we'll definitely serve the ale in the coffee shop.
Very well. I will be there.
Oh, good. You know, there's a some momentum gathering on a certain opinion.
Yes.
And that opinion is that the prophecies, and which there were many, and they all from various areas around the globe, various religions, various cultures have
yes.
these prophecies. Most of them, most of them were doom and gloom, of course. And a lot of people projected that these prophecies would start to play out around 1997, 95, and on through, I think, even with Edgar Casey's predictions and many others and on through. And I have this, and I don't know whether I'm right, but I've told people this because it's how I feel. And I don't know if it's accurate, but And I've heard other people state the similar thing, so it might not be my thought at all. I mean, I might be just jumping on the bandwagon, but are we in a holding period? And the reason I ask that is because it feels like we've been granted a lot more time. Even though time seems to be speeding up, it still seems like we've been granted a lot, things have changed, and they're changing continuously as spirit adapts, and they've granted more time to help in this, let's say, awakening process. And that, I feel, is true. So that wasn't my question, although if you want to answer that,
yes, I have to interject a little in part.
Yes.
Purely because I feel that much of this progression is actually due to education, and the educating of one tribe or one part of civilization is always going to be something of great progression and great possibility, and also great uncertainty, because you never know what that culture is going to do with their progression.
Right.
whether they are going to be honest and fruitful in their labors. Are they actually going to do something on behalf of humanity and also on behalf of other beings who live on your planet and actually strive technically to produce something of worth and of benefit to everyone? Or are they actually going to take a more power-based approach and try to use that energy of education and possible wisdom that they may have gained to overpower others and take more for themselves?
Yeah.
That is, I feel, the difference and the different energies that humanity is facing at this present time.
Yes.
Because there is this sense of vacuum which has existed for, I believe, several decades. Not just within the political system, but within the whole way in which human beings appear to identify with their soul belief.
Yes.
And that is the soul belief of everyone having the right to fresh water, everyone having the right to their own air to breathe, everyone having their own right to the soil upon which they live.
Yes.
And these things are also bound up in their own right to adopt the religion of their understanding, which tends to be compacted by the expression of previous generations upon each generation that subsequently comes.
Yes.
So it is something which is, there is this great difficulty between one generation and others who then become dissatisfied with what they perceive they have not got.
Yes.
Because they are always identifying with other people who have, and they see that they haven't got it.
Right.
Yes?
Yes.
Which is actually why you have such a problem.
Yes.
So this is a very difficult measure that has to be included. You have to be all-inclusive of all people. Otherwise, you cannot move forward. This is like trying to persuade a dinosaur as a tick on its back
right.
to move in a different direction.
Mm.
And saying, I am kicking you, but you cannot feel it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
As it continues to munch away on some form of plant. Yes. Because that is all that it can take.
Yes.
You see?
Yes, I do.
So you will see that there is this disparity between, and this frustration between some people who feel they are not being listened to. And quite rightly, they aren't being listened to.
Correct.
Many people are not being listened to. What does that mean? It means you have to shout louder.
Yes.
It means you have to make your voice heard. Don't sit there on your hands expecting someone to give it to you. Go out and make it happen.
Right. I agree. You know, on the, mainly when it comes down to the prophecies and things on, it feels to me like the earth probably has been giving us more and more time, or the spirit's been working together to give us more and more time, hoping that people are going to get it, and more and more of us will get it. And I don't know, but the reason because a trend that I've been reading about by a few tend to think that this year is kind of like an ending to that holding period. In other words, you know, people, by the end of this year, really, there's going to be a course set, because there's limited amount of time. It's always an issue of, you know, with these cycles that close, you have a certain time. I mean, there's deadlines.
Yes.
And as
there are windows of opportunity.
Right. Now, does that make any sense? That we've been in some sort of, that it's been a little more gracious. It's not been rough and tumble like we had expected originally, because
yes.
Is that a fair enough assessment?
Yes. I would say so. However, I would have to also add that for some people, it would seem that this window of opportunity has come up once again.
I understand.
A window of opportunity to perhaps create a more equal and fair system,
yes.
Which is once again going to be a matter of whether certain institutions or parts of your civilization are willing to interact with it or not.
Yes.
If they aren't, then it will be another lost opportunity, and another so many thousand or million people will either starve or pass due to war.
Yes.
And that is the cycle of events, unfortunately, that human beings have come to understand as a part of the difficulty of the cyclical relationship of having so many people on really what is relatively quite a small space.
Yes. You know, on the... this is an odd question, but it's really... some people go into meditation, and they'll see a being, and the being will either have wings or have some white gossamer gowns around them or something, you know, robes, a lot of light.
Yes.
And often enough, they'll talk about an item, like a sword or a jewel or something, a crown on the head or sashes or belts. And even me, I never believed this. I thought, man, this is crazy. This person says that they saw this entity and there was jewels and swords and colored this. And I thought, you know, I hear it all over the place, but I've never seen it.
Yes.
And then I go into a meditation and I saw something very clearly, like a sword with these rubies in it. And the hilt looked like almost like a cross, but didn't. It had two more angles pointing
yes.
at 90 degrees. And
yes.
it had these jewels embedded rubies all the way through it, and I could see it all the way down except for the bottom part, so I don't even know if it was a sword. Is there something to this?
Well, my dear friend, really, it is very often that these images are brought by the spirit world in order to define something to you. It isn't that they're actually there.
Right, it's just...
But they are an illumination.
To give info.
To give insight
right.
into something of your own inner nature or your progression, you see.
Gotcha.
Swords are usually to do with courage and truth.
Gotcha.
It may be, and I'm not defining this, but I am expecting that it is to do with your courage in searching for truth. And that is actually what you are trying to achieve. So it is stating this as a fact
thank
for
you.
Well,
thank you. I'm trying. I guess like a lot of people out there, really trying and just lost, but trying to keep a very light, humorous tone.
Yes.
Because life should be so beautiful, and it can be. So,
yes, it is in the eye of the beholder, after all.
Exactly.
And now, for you, if you were the person who saw this person in long flowing robes or whatever, it doesn't mean to say that that was actually the person it was.
Right.
It doesn't either mean to say that the person who brought that image to that sitter was actually duping them or was doing something falsely.
Right.
It may well be that that was an image that they could then identify with as being a portent, if you like.
Right.
To their progression. Usually, when people have images that are not necessarily beings that they can immediately identify with, but are, as it were, beings of light, that they are usually emanating
right.
a certain crystalline form which is non-physical.
Right.
Such is, I suppose, the way of much of the spirit world. But also, it is as though, you see, people in the spirit world use thought form as a messenger.
Yes. So it's all really imagery, thoughts, that sort of communication.
Quite
yes.
So. Yes, because we don't usually, unless it is absolutely necessary, we don't actually communicate with words that much.
Right.
We use thought forms to deliver the message. And so it actually, it makes the spirit world a much quieter place. It isn't, of course, that we all go around with pursed lips. or struggling not to laugh or whatever. We do. But we laugh at the most silliest of things.
Yeah.
And I suppose some of the things that we laugh at are really to do with the susceptibility of the state of mind, of anyone's mind,
yes.
And how some people become entrapped in their own thoughts and ego of what they try to perceive or as being that they have moved forward from a specific point.
Yes.
I'm not pointing fun at it. I am just really making light of the situation because it is one where people try to identify and unravel every single minute detail of what it is that they have been given. And I applaud them for that. It is necessary for physical beings to actually describe out loud, if you please, after the meditation process, exactly what it is that you have seen, even if you have been sitting on your own.
Right. I got you.
Yes?
Yes.
Because the whole point is that sometimes we are not aware of whether you have received the message or what way you have perceived the message that has been sent to you. If you actually got it in the right way, it is a bit like, I suppose, I believe on your side of life, you send one another emails. And that sometimes not all of the type will come out in the way that it was sent.
Yeah.
Or that the picture will be have something else in it or bits missing.
It's funny. I guess we on this side take for granted that spirit knows everything and they're just going to make the communication happen. And if it didn't happen, well, then they're, you know, you get angry and this, that. But really, the onus is more on us. And we have to approach it literally work out a system so that we can hear being physical, understand that communication, whether it be images or thoughts or where. Yes, I believe you're quite right about that. Otherwise, it becomes really difficult.
You see, it is just the same as if you had someone in the spirit world who is trying to communicate with a loved one and they are saying, I want you to go and see Mr. Somebody or other, Mr. Cripps or something like
right.
that. And the medium could be saying, he's talking about a bag of chips.
Right.
You see?
Yes.
And it is just to do with the intonation, to do with the way in which the communication is received and how well, how clear that reception is. It's to do with just the same way as someone who is being clairvoyant or whatever is bringing communication through. That is to do with your own mental imagery and how you perceive that information, and then you are relaying it in that way. So it may or may not make sense.
Yes. You know, folks, to all our listeners out there, I know this might seem like a lot of personal questions, but if you're getting out of this what I have, I mean, I am really, really appreciate you answering these questions because it just, you clarify them. It seems to make sense to me more now after speaking with you, and I truly appreciate that. You know,
being to please, friend.
You know, there's a UFO conference coming up this weekend, and I was going to attend, which I am. It's near Oregon-Washington border there. It's that Ysetti Ranch by James Gilliland.
Yes.
And It should be fun, so we'll be heading off there this weekend, and I'm kind of excited because I've seen...
You should pop in, friend.
You know, I will, because I've heard a lot of wonderful things about James and wonderful things about what he does and of course, his ranch over there and the activity that goes on over there. So it'll be nice to see that, because UFOs seem to be making themselves a lot more known. Is that true? They seem to be just... And there are some people even putting out reports now that there's this group with the Galactic Federation that is sending out this messenger ship, large one, and it's going to all the cities, showing itself here and there to people. Is this true?
It is true to say that there are a great many different nations from different planets who are trying to make themselves noticed and heard and seen on your side of life. And this is actually to do with the stance, I suppose you could say, of those people who are trying to control the population of the Earth into thinking that these other beings just don't exist.
So it's a game of chess.
I suppose so.
A little
yes.
bit. Yeah.
After all, it isn't to say that those people in Mexico are more gullible or something like that just because they happen to see a very large craft over the city of Mexico.
Right.
It is a fact.
Yes.
You cannot say to the 65 or 70,000 people who saw it that they were just seeing mist
it's
or
amazing.
A weather balloon.
It's amazing, you know, how they continue to... So try to suppress this information. I mean, it's right in your face suppression. But anyways.
That is another story.
Yes. Now, here's a question. When it comes to deep trance channeling.
Yes.
And I know it must take quite an agreement, of course, before you get here, and then quite a bit of practice for Mick to be able to accomplish that. But a question would be, is... Because he does it very quickly. He'll slip in into and out very quickly, and he's familiar with the energies, I guess, moving into them and out. But let's say that you wanted to give the host memories of your transfer, or memories of the information as you and I are speaking right now.
Yes.
You wanted to give him memories of that, transfer those memories to him. Is that possible?
It is possible if I wanted to.
Gotcha.
The point is that it is better that we don't.
Gotcha.
And the reason for that is because we have come to understand that it is far better in the methods of trance, true trance, that is, it is far better to actually have the element of curiosity to be kept at bay. And in order to do that, it is better not to supply any information.
I understand.
Because in that way, it is as though he already knows, after many years of trying to, through great curiosity and meddling in the affairs of what we were trying to do, that it was actually disturbing the apparatus.
Hindering,
and so
yes.
It was actually then that the agreement had to be made that he would actually step back and stop doing that.
Yes. Well, it says it right here. I wrote it down, yeah, that it would probably muck things up a bit.
So it is not to say, however, that that is something which is the same with everyone.
Right.
I'm just saying that that is what the arrangement is here. And the point is that the system is so clear and the ability is so straightforward purely because we use the mechanism that we use,
right,
with, of course, the aid of our dear friend Sylvie and her energy, which actually supplies the vortex in the beginning. And actually, it is because of her energy that the vortex exists.
Wow.
And she actually has the key to it. Don't tell him I said so.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's interesting. You know, I feel like I'm... It's funny. A year ago, you could have talked to me, and or a year and a half, and I would have been a different person. And I feel so much closer to spirit now. My life is not where I thought it would be, but then I'm much happier. And I see things differently now. I feel differently. I sense differently. I mean, everything about me has changed. Like, and I don't. I'm hoping, and I pray, that this sort of change is occurring on a wide scale. It would be nice to think it is.
The point is, my friend, is that people who bring about communication from our side of life have to continue to refine it, have to continue to work at it,
yes,
to bring proof and evidence.
Correct.
They have to work at it to show others who are disbelieving or who, through their religious ignorance, try to remain, how can I say this?
Stunted.
Completely remote from it.
Yeah. I like the challenge. You know, I always have liked challenges. Sometimes they're a little tougher, but it takes work. It's like building a relationship, and the beauty is in the work when you finally find that out, I guess.
Yes, and the beauty is also in the walk to and from the work.
Yes. I truly appreciate this. You have been so wonderful. You always are wonderful. And again, I am truly looking forward to having that coffee or ale with you. And it's just a little fantasy in my head to put up a little coffee shop and have everyone I met or talked to or, you know, that I've enjoyed just to come by and have a coffee and say, you know what, we made it. And,
yes,
look how far we've come.
Yes, absolutely. Please do make it on a beach somewhere, friend. I cannot stand these claustrophobic small places.
You got it. That's a great idea.
Somewhere with coconuts.
Coconuts. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I've had a great time listening to this.
Wonderful, friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's been great.
Well, I feel a lot of love for you. I really do. What you're doing, what you're about, both of you, and I thank you.
Hey, thank you.
All three of us,
yes,
friend.
Yes, thank you.
I will speak for him because he isn't here.
Yes.
And yes. All of you, yes.
How wonderful it is to be able to communicate with your vibration and your thoughts and feelings, and that may the love that shines through your every pore continue to do so in abundance. With love and light, we leave you all. Thank you so. Good
Thanks,
day.
Gregory.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, we'll have to do this again sometime soon. And get Doug as well, because he's still got his questions.
Yes. You know, well, my questions change all the time, because I just... Some of the things that I thought were important are no longer important. And I think what's so important to me now is building a communication with spirit that you understand and that you grow with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job.
You're doing a wonderful job. I'm just providing a mechanism.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're really grateful for BBS Radio. Thank you very much.
Oh,
we'll do this again soon.
You got it. And I'll sign off and let you close.
Okay.
And thank you. Thank
bye
you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we hope you've enjoyed the show. I know I did. It was great. Had a little rest there listening. It was fascinating. And I'd just like to mention that our website is www.spirit-teaching.com if you'd like to find out more about us and our work. My name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.